nothing with 3:40 left in the first quarter. As they are ready to kick off from the 40-yard line for the Pirates is number 81, Tom Sutherland, doing the duties.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, the chairs haven't changed much up here. They're still hard.
Ron is now standing, in fact.
Well, Tom Meyer, he was all over the place. You might catch him up on top. You wouldn't catch me that high.
Well, that last scoring drive took 4 minutes and 21 seconds, and it resulted after 11 plays with a 16-yard touchdown run from Derek Puff. A muffed receiving by Bad Axe on the kickoff to the third 27-yard line. Picked up by Bad Axe as Bad Axe will take over first and 10 with 3:36 left in the first quarter. 8-0 Harbor Beach over Bad Axe as Bad Axe offense getting onto the field as we speak.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clark, they were lucky to recover that because it bounced off the receiver and then the inside halfback came over to recover as Kruger and Ginther were coming in on the play there.
Number 11, Ben Brady, under center. Two men in the backfield, one hanging left. Gives it to the fullback, number 47, Spencer Kelly. Moves ahead, the marker about 7 yards for Spencer Kelly, the fullback.
That's been their best ground gainer of the night.
And he's one big boy. A lot of strength there in Spencer Kelly.
And Colpart made the hit for the Pirates.
So it's a very long second and a long three, I'm calling that.
Okay.
Braden under center again. Wing T for the Banna Hatchets. Fumble in the play, picks it back up. And a lot of Pirates catching him in the backfield. Looks like the officials are going to be marking it right at the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be still, now it's second and four, I'm going to call it. Third and four.
He pulled it out of the fullback and was going to take it around the right side offensively, and him and the fullback hung on to it a little bit too long, and then he dropped it, and then the penetration by number 61, Cody Puff, got in there, and then the other Pirates come in and cleaned up.
And again, that's Derek Puff, not Cody Puff.
Well, it's got Cody in my program, so...
Well, that was number 7 on that.
Oh, no, I'm calling the number 61.
Okay, well, anyway.
Anyway.
Third and four, maybe a gain of 2, bringing on fourth down for the Hatchets.
Now, this is a real decision here.
This is a very interesting decision. The first big decision for Coach Minetti in the helm at the Bad Axe. Fourth and 2 on their own 36-yard line. What to do?
What to do? I'll tell you what, he's going to punt it, Clark.
All right, well, you're very smart. In fact, the punting team out onto the field. Number 2 for the Pirates in the back, Travis Hessmaker, as well as number 86. But the punt goes a little awry. Gets to about the 41-yard line in Hatchet territory, where the Pirates will take over right after this on Cruise 102.
Smiling, eating, laughing. Regardless of what you use them for, your teeth are always important and should be well cared for. Hi, I'm Michael Kaufman. When it comes to straightening teeth for the long haul, orthodontist Dr. Larry Eggison is the best in the thumb. My sister, my brother, and I all trusted our teeth to Dr. Larry Eggison, and we love the results. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation. Dr. Eggison's is located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 269-6811. That's 269-6811. Trust your smile to orthodontic specialist Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of
Thumb Area. And we're back with the Pirates taking over first and 10. With about a minute 48 remaining, they took over. Not much gain on that first play, maybe about 2 yards.
Jimmy Rogers and a host of Hatchets plugged the middle up there as the Pirates tried to run off their left guard.
And they had one wide out right there, in fact. So second and 7 for the Pirates. Gain of 3 there.
8-0 here as we wind down this first quarter.
With 1 minute remaining, two men in the backfield, one far out right, number 2, Travis Esmaker. End around, number 86 gets the ball. Avery Wehner has room to run, a flag on the play as he crosses into the end zone. We'll see what happens here, though.
But we had a parachute that went up around the 22-yard line, and we're probably going to get holding against the Pirates. I almost thought he had a pancake.
And, in fact, it is a holding against the Pirates. Going to take them back, and the score is no good for Avery Wehner there. Very well executed play, I must
say.
Yes.
And what they did with by taking and splitting out the end, it makes the Hatchets take their defensive end and go in the open area. So it opens it up on that right side for that counter play.
All right, so the Pirates being pushed back once again. I'd call that one early season jitters there.
Well, I'll tell you what, the blocker for the Pirates had him, you know, dead to rights as far as I thought I was going to have my first pancake block. I'm not talking breakfast here now, folks.
Oh.
And he just leveled him, but he must have had a hold of his jersey pretty good.
All right, so the Pirates on their right hash mark, two in the men backfield, one out right. Messing is going to keep this one end around, and he gets for the first down.
Metzger made the hit for the BetX Hatchets.
It was second and two there. Now on to the 22-yard line, first and 10, with 45 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Probably get one more playoff here, Clark, as the Harbor Beach uses a shuttle system. By that, I mean they don't take a bus and send somebody out there. They send another player.
I'm glad you're clarifying for all of our listeners out there.
Yeah.
All right, so three men in the backfield in the wing tee for the Pirates. First and 10 on their 22-yard line. Messing under center. Hands it off to, looks like, two.
I'm not sure if they're going to call face mask or holding. It came out of the umpire behind the defensive line.
Number eight, Tyler Kruger there, the ball carrier. Holding. Holding on the Pirates. Yet another holding, the second one of this drive alone. So that's going to push them back once again with 23 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 8-0 Harbor Beach over the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Both teams are keeping it on the ground, Woody Hayes style. Maybe I better go.
Yeah, please.
Bo Schembechler.
No. That's even worse.
Michigan State, do they grind it out?
Absolutely.
Do they?
Absolutely.
Oh,
come on.
Okay. All right.
All right, so now it's first and long back to their 31-yard line. The first down marker at the 12-yard line. You do the math. Looks like about 20 yards. In fact, 19 yards to do the. You get to decide. The Hatchets switching around on the defensive line and lay flag on the play as it was snapped.
Offside BetX Hatchets as the parachutes take over here as they're starting to run out of gas here in this first quarter. I mean, I'm talking about players, not cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you once again.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find a new partner, I think, after this first game. So.
Well, I know where you can pick one. Bukov's Auto Sales.
You got it. So, offsides on the Hatchets, which is going to move the ball ahead 5 yards. It's now first and 15 with 9 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 8-0 Harbor Beach over the Hatchets. Excuse me. So, it looks like the Pirates are just going to let this one run out, as it is the end of the first quarter. And we'll be back right after this. Your home for high school sports is WLEW.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer in-store with Super Gun Specials. The Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Don't miss the 19th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. The complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com or pick up a flyer at the store. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, including the used gun auction, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach. It looked like they actually called a timeout or something right before the end of the first quarter. And now it's the end of the first quarter, but before that happened was Harbor Beach actually came out with a passing play. Messing was trying to get to Travis Essmaker down to about the 5-yard line, incomplete, and now the end of the first quarter.
And Josh Geiger broke that up for the Hatchets. He almost got himself out of position as he had himself on the inside, but he went behind the receiver for the Pirates.
Well, you are tuned to Cruise 102, the Sounds home for hits and high school sports. We'll be back right after this.